Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, back here in New York, the theater scene continues to twist. Shows hanging on, shows opening, shows coming, the usual. My week started with N/A at Mitzi Newhouse in Lincoln Center. What a privilege, first of all, to see Holland Taylor still holding a stage at the age of 81 for almost an hour and a half alongside the also wonderful Anna Villafane. This is a play about two very strong women, written by a man, by the way, Mario Carrillo. He claims this one is about ideas, not specific women. Well, it doesn't take long to realize that the N is Nancy Pelosi and the A is AOC. But he frames his clever piece as ideological, not personal, starting with the 2018 midterms when the Democrats won control of the House and ending with the 22 midterms when they lost it. He gives us some great lines. I accidentally ended up on the quiet car. Well, you must have been devastated. I have shed blood here longer than you've been alive. Know your friends, know your enemies, know the difference. Anyway, this is a good show, and it's up, I believe, through the end of the month. Then I saw the new one at Theater at St. Clements on West 46th. Not the most ideal of settings, but a nice venue once inside. The Meeting, The Interpreter, that's the title, the rather unwieldy title. It's written by Catherine Gropper and directed by Brian Mertes. This one is hard to explain. You have two excellent actors, Frank Wood and Kelly Curran, playing all the roles here. Well, those that aren't played by a puppet or two. But they are primarily the man who was called in to interpret a mysterious meeting between Russians, who were invited by various Trumps, to Trump Towers, 25th floor in 2016, supposedly to offer dope on Hillary Clinton. Well, he interacts with a female journalist. It's done multimedia fashion, some visual gimmicks which get in the way physically of what we want to know. But there's some nice messaging here. How do we interpret our own lives? Though, as my seating partner noted, there's also a bit too much that gets lost in translation. Now, as for what's coming, this is exciting news for fans of Betsy Adam, Tony Award winner for our nominee for A Prayer for the French Republic, one of my favorite actresses. She'll appear in the world premiere of The Ask, A-S-K, by Matthew Freeman, which will run September 6th to the 28th at the Wild Project. That's way downtown on the east side. The Ask dissects a tense visit between a struggling young fundraiser and an affluent liberal donor as they navigate the treacherous power dynamics at the heart of charitable giving. The Ask was inspired by playwright Freeman's 13 years of experience as a fundraiser for the ACLU. Sounds very interesting. And the Smoking Mirror Theater Company, an emerging Shakespeare troupe, will present The Tempest from August 30th to September 15th at ART New York Theaters. Those are on West 53rd. Director John Gordon will stage Shakespeare's tale of power, forgiveness, and redemption with Prospero the magician and Alonso, King of Naples, reimagined as female characters. Well, at one time they may have been, but these days, oh, not so much. More big names following Clooney and Denzel and Jake Gyllenhaal, all who are coming to Broadway next year. In our theatrical future, Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter, the actors who incarnated a pair of slacker musicians in those Bill and Ted films, where they're planning to reunite for a Broadway revival of Waiting for Godot. How many of those have we had? The production is planned for the fall of 2025, will be directed by Jamie Lloyd. Lloyd said that the project was Reeves' idea, but that as soon as the actor approached him, hey, it was a no-brainer that this needed to be done. And here goes another big name, Adam Driver, a prolific film and television actor, best known for Girls and Star Wars and so many more, Ferrari most recently, will return to the stage this fall to portray a narcissistic country western singer in a limited run off-Broadway comedy called Hold On to Me, Darling. This one was written by Kenneth Lonergan, a big playwright, screenwriter, and film director. He did win an Oscar for Manchester by the Sea. In the play, Hold On to Me, Darling, the main character decides to move home to Tennessee after his mother dies. The collision of a big star and a small town is the subject here. The play was first staged, by the way, in 2016 at Atlantic Theater Company, an off-Broadway, which has had great luck in transferring shows from off to on. This new production will play at the Lucille Lortel Theater in the West Village. I must say I saw Adam Driver on stage several years back, and he was dynamic. Finally, this is a time of excellent documentaries to stream. The most talked about recently seems to be Faye, about, yes, Faye Dunaway. Of course, we know her best from the films, Bonnie and Clyde, Chinatown Network, even Mommy Dearest. What surprised me, or maybe not, was how much stage work she had studied beforehand. In fact, it's how she was discovered for those films. She's not alone, of course. A guy named Dustin Hoffman had been in a small off-Broadway play when Mike Nichols got the seemingly off-the-wall idea to cast him as the graduate. Same with Al Pacino, who Francis Ford Coppola had seen in theater and fought to get him cast as Michael Corleone. Anyway, bravo to those actors, like the aforementioned Adam Driver and Denzel, who learned their craft on stage and, well, never forget and even return. And here's one more. One more. A star-studded cast has been assembled for Lear Rex, an upcoming cinematic adaptation of Shakespeare's King Lear, starring Pacino as the title character and two-time Tony nominee and Academy Award winner Jessica Chastain. God bless her, too. She goes back and forth. They'll be joined by Academy Award winner Ariana DeBose, Emmy winners Rachel Brosnahan, who we know from Mrs. Maisel fame, and Peter Dinklage. Oh, now that is a cast to celebrate. Anyway, I will see you next week with three more productions to discuss, including an all-dance piece about a country western singer who comes out and comes of age, a most unusual one written by an actress and starring rotating performers, and finally, yes, that popular and controversial new take on Mary Todd Lincoln. Wish me luck on that one, and I will see you then.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.